Ram Truck Month is going on now. Hurry in for great deals on the only brand to ever win Motor Trend's Truck of the Year 3 years in a row. And now get 0% financing for 72 months on the 2021 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. Go to ram.com or visit your local Ram dealer for this great offer. 0% APR financing for 72 months equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital, regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details. Offer ends 5/3/2021.
Keep in mind the questions of the decades. Yeah, hi. Thanks for joining us for the Preaching Points podcast from the Center for Preaching at Gordon-Conwell Seminary, which gives you the opportunity to sit down with experienced preachers and teachers and have them provide brief homiletic reflections that guide and shape and improve your preaching. Now this week, Dr. Jeffrey Arthurs is going to reflect on how we should keep in mind the questions of the decades.
Well, a lot is being written in the past few years about generational differences. There are baby boomers and there's Generation X and there are the iGen generation and millennials. And so we are ministering to all these people, right? All gathered together for most of our ministries. All gathered together into one room. And so we effective pastors want to keep in mind the questions, the drives of each of these generations. One of my students put it this way, keep in mind the questions of the decades. Here are some of the questions my student says the various decades are asking. People in their 20s, ask, do my peers accept me? What makes me different from my family of origin? Where should I point my life to help people? Where should I point my life to pay my way through life? That's the question of one decade. People in their 30s, they tend to have accumulated some long-range responsibilities. They often have spouses and babies, home mortgages, serious income needs, so suddenly their life becomes overrun with responsibilities, fatigue, and stress rise. People in their 30s might be asking, how can I get done all these things for which I'm responsible? Why is my spiritual center so confused? What happened to all the fun I used to have? I thought I would be further along in the faith. Why haven't I resolved all my sin problems, all my doubts? How about the decade of the 40s, that is to say, people in their 40s? They might ask, why am I so often disappointed in myself? Why am I so often disappointed in others? Why isn't my faith deeper? Why am I not married, perhaps? Should I scale back some of my dreams? What questions from your own life and your own pastoral experience would you add to these people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s? Questions of the 50s. How should I manage this body which is becoming less resilient? What do my spouse and I have in common? Now that the children are leaving, why is my job a drag? Do I have anything of value to give to this younger generation? People in the 60s, in their 60s, how long can I keep doing the things that define me? Do I look as old as my peers? What should I do with this body that is becoming unreliable? How do I deal with resentments that I've never resolved? People in their 70s, how do I cope with my increasing weakness? Does anyone around here know who I once was? How can I maintain my independence and my dignity? What about all these things I intended to do and to be, and I never got around to them? People in their 70s, as well as the 60s and the 50s and the 40s and so forth, people in their 80s and above, need hope, comfort, direction, challenge. And so, preachers, remember the questions of the decades.
Dr. Jeffrey Arthurs with some great things to think about in this week's Preaching Points podcast. And thanks for listening to this podcast from the Haddon W. Robinson Center for Preaching at Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary. I'm Brian Hettinga, and we look forward to having you here for more helpful insights in our next installment of Preaching Points. See you then.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.